Oh, there we go. You're live.
End of this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Thank you, Frankie, for startling me there. We are going to be talking about President Trump's gamble to attend the Libertarian Convention and it paying off. We're going to get into all of that. Additionally, over the weekend, Biden paid homage to George Floyd, but he's ignoring all of the innocent Americans being killed right now in this country by illegals. We're also going to talk about President Trump's plan to deport the illegals. He's starting to give some information on that. And additionally, we have Memorial Day, the way that the military celebrated President Trump versus Biden. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. And let's get this party started. You guys know how to do it by rumbling this video. That is a thumbs up on the browser, is a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboard because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. I think you better be towing. Let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Tuesday, May 28th, and I'm joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the, you know what, he's the second most bass producer in the game today, because he's messing with me. He's messing with me on that intro. So you know what, Frankie, you've been beat by Eli for the most bass producer today. How was your Memorial Day?
It was incredible.
You know, have a couple of too many high noons?
Hey, listen, pal. I thought 411 episodes. I thought this time we'd come in with a dissolve. It was nice, you know, and a little refresh. Just kidding. Slipped. Great. Great weekend.
Unbelievable.
Happy to be here.
Unbelievable. All right. All right. We're back. Frankie's still my guy. No matter what happens, I know that Frankie's still my guy.
I won't forget that.
Even if he's still messing with me today. You owe me one, Frankie. All right, guys. We got a big show today. And obviously, we were off yesterday for Memorial Day. And listen, I don't say happy Memorial Day because it's not a happy day. It's actually a very solemn and sad day as we pay tribute to the people who have lost it all for this country. And I think many of the people who lost it all for this country right now, quite frankly, would be ashamed at the way of which this country has turned for the worse. You have a resident chief, a vegetable in chief right now, who is flaunting all of the ideals and norms in which these people fought and died for. And the people in the mainstream media act like this guy is popular. They act like they support him. They act like the troops support him. But in reality, people don't care about Joe Biden. In reality, it's not the loud protests. It's not even the MAGA rallies and us coming together for events of 100,000 people on the Jersey Shore. No, it's the silent protests. It's the passive indifference. It's the roll your eyes and don't care. It's the disillusion with the commander in chief where you just know something's not right. You know the guy's not calling the shots. You don't feel a sense of pride. That has been what's been going on for the last 4 years. People don't care about Biden. He draws no crowds. He has no fanfare. His motorcade passes through. Nobody cares. He has no public events because nobody would show up. And when he does speak to our military, nobody seems to applaud or be enthused. Roll this of President Joe Biden, resident Joe Biden, at the West Point commencement, okay? Graduation for the West Point cadets. And Biden gets zero response. Roll this, Frankie.
Never forget, America is the strongest when we lead not only by our example of our power, but by the power of our example. You can clap for that.
And you see right there the famous Jeb Bush please clap there from Biden. Biden doesn't get any applause lines because the troops know that what he is doing is merely a performative exercise. The man is running the country. They don't feel inclined or enthused to clap. Now, take that in comparison to the way that President Trump was greeted by our military and the way that President Trump is beloved by the people in uniform. Now, the mainstream media attempted to create a separation with this. Remember that fake story about President Trump calling the troops suckers and losers? A totally fake story that hasn't been corroborated by anybody, okay? No on-the-record account of that. Nothing but secondhand whispers and murmurs and fake freaking news. And this was repeated yesterday by Biden-Harris regime. It was repeated on social media on a day where we should be honoring our fault. And that's what they were pushing, that fake news, because they want to separate the bond that President Trump has with our men and women in uniform. It's a real bond. It's a serious bond. It's a sincere bond, because the people know that for the first time in a long time, they had somebody who was advocating for them to be stronger than ever before, and so strong that nobody would mess with us. And that's why we had no new wars in 60 years. President Trump was the first president to do that in 60 years. This is the way that President Trump was greeted at the Air Force commencement. Just listen to the difference in enthusiasm. Roll, Frankie.
They gave me a choice. They said, sir, you don't have to shake any hands. Some people do that. Those are the smart ones. They're out of here. You can shake one hand to the one person, top of the class. You can shake 10, 50, or 100. And you could also stay for 1,000. And I'm staying for 1,000, okay? And I know we're all going to make it.
Matthew Christopher Coulter.
Hisham Felhi.
Evan Tyler Fino.
Okay, Alexander. You see there, the enthusiasm, highly palpable, the people cheering, the people applauding, because they love President Trump. Genuinely love the man. It's an absolute joke. So while they continue to tell you on Memorial Day, as they did yesterday, these people have zero respect for anybody whose lives were lost defending our ideals, because they don't even care about our ideals. You see the way that President Trump was greeted versus Biden, and you see the way this man is rotting our country from the inside out. An absolute disgrace to all the people who lost their lives trying to protect it. You guys see what happened yesterday. You guys see what happened over the past 48 hours, okay? Over the Memorial Day weekend, this happened. Joe Biden making a surprise nighttime visit to Hunter's ex, Holly Biden, days before she testifies in her first son's gun trial. So Holly Biden, who I think was the widow, Frankie, was Holly Biden the widow of Beau Biden? Also Hunter Biden's ex, okay, I believe. Was that what it is? I don't even know. I can't even keep track with the freakishness of
that family. They've gotten a little too close.
It's a little too close. But you see there Joe Biden clearly engaging in witness intimidation and witness tampering. And these are things that in any other system of law and order and justice would be dismissed out of pocket as an overt and complete crime. Joe Biden commits the crime in broad daylight and nobody seems to say anything about it. Everyone says it was a friendly family visit. Making a surprise nighttime visit. Biden doesn't care about his family. Biden doesn't even acknowledge his actual grandkids, okay? Hunter Biden's stripper baby doesn't acknowledge these people. But he goes and makes a visit to the person set to testify in the Hunter Biden trial, Holly Biden, on the eve of the trial. You think maybe, okay, just like Loretta, whatever her name was, she was on the tarmac and they were talking about the grandchildren with Bill Clinton. Remember that? You think they were just talking about the family matters? You don't think they were talking about the gun trial? You don't think he was making any direct assurances to Holly Biden about a little bit of a favorable testimony, some omissions in the testimony? You don't think that was going on at all? It's an unbelievable, sick system we are living in right now. It's unbelievable and sick. Joe Biden engages in brazen displays of corruption, brazenly intimidating a witness and tampering with the case. The mainstream media would be going crazy if President Trump was visiting, you know, Ivanka Trump right before she was set to testify in a trial involving, let's say, Don Jr. or something like that. So, oh, it's tampering. You know they'd be all over the story. And you know that President Trump, when it comes to this case in New York right now, the Stormy Daniels case, you know that Biden, okay, who is set to deliver an address from the Oval Office as soon as the verdict comes in, you know that they are setting up for something dark and corrupt. Why is he saying he's going to deliver an address, break in on television all over the place, on network TV, and deliver an address? Why is he doing that? It's because they are in control of the justice system. There's no ramifications. There's no repercussions. They're able to get away with impunity of their corruption. And that includes the way that people like Anthony Fauci continues to get the pass, continues to be put off the pasture. And you better believe that I believe that we are not done with the corruption when it comes to bureaucracy and lockdowns, etc. Now, I believe that the topic of Anthony Fauci is going to be a big topic in the months to come in presidential debates and so on and so forth. And President Trump was asked in an interview by Tim Pool about Fauci and about the corruption. Again, we have total lawlessness. We have bureaucrats locking down our country, and we have a situation where Biden is running rampant. And Trump was asked about it, and this is what he said about Fauci. Are we going to have any system of law and order where people are held accountable for their crimes? Can we get a little bit of it? It would be nice. Let's see. Frankie, roll this.
Fauci lied to Congress about the gain-of-function research that was going on, and now we have testimony
well,
that...
Well, I'm the one that stopped the funding, and this was funding from before me. I'm the one that stopped the funding. Fauci wasn't a big player in my administration like he was after I left. I mean, Biden made him the king of everything. And if you take a look at that, Fauci was not the big player with me that he was. And in fact, I did things that he didn't want to do. He wanted to keep it open to China. I said, you got to close it to China because it was all coming out of China. It was coming out of Wuhan, which I said right at the beginning. The other thing is, and what people don't realize, I believe in federalism. I gave the power to governors. Some governors did a great job. In all cases, they were Republicans. And some, like in South Carolina, Henry McMaster, kept everything open. Kept everything open. Others didn't. The Democrats did a bad job, very bad job. But basically, I gave that power over the states. I gave it to the governor. I gave it back to the states. And I think it's something which, when people realize that, it's something that they respect.
Will there be accountability for the lying to Congress when you get to appoint your new AG, deputy AG?
Yeah, and we'll take a look at statute of limitations because, you know, the statute of limitations are quite long. And we're going to be looking at that very seriously. Yeah.
Okay, so you see there President Trump teasing some accountability for Fauci. Statute of limitations, could something happen? Could he actually be held accountable? The question begs answering. Will anybody be held accountable? Will Joe Biden be held accountable for these trials and this lawfare in which he personally has his thumb on the scale, proven by the fact that he's about to do an Oval Office address right on the heels of the ruling? He's intimidating a witness in the Hunter Biden trial, doesn't visit his family, doesn't even know he has a family at this point, but all of a sudden he goes right in there, right at the time. Will there be any accountability? And will people who don't conventionally vote for Trump see this and vote for him? That was the topic of the Libertarian Convention, which was occurring over the weekend. And I found the Libertarian Convention to be quite fascinating, actually, because the Libertarians, okay, I mean, and again, I've always, you know, kind of felt like the Libertarians had a noble cause in their purest sense. Now, the Libertarian Party has devolved into a psycho party, okay? The Libertarian Party is not what it was intended to do. I used to like the Libertarians, okay? People like Rand Paul, people like Ron Paul, those are the Libertarians in which I agree and align with, okay? They believe in limited government. They don't believe in a surveillance state. They don't believe in deep state bureaucracy. They believe in non-foreign wars and non-intervention unless it's absolutely necessary. They believe in maintaining property rights as an utmost important factor. They stand for good justice. Just things, okay? In the normal sense, I'm talking Rand Paul, Ron Paul. The Libertarian Party has devolved, okay, into agents of chaos. They turn into anarchists. The party has been very much hijacked. However, there is a substrata of people who still align with Libertarian Party because they align with the Rand Paul, Ron Paul ideas. I would say this is the majority of people who out there align themselves as libertarians. I'm not talking about the activists who have hijacked the party. I'm talking about the people who actually align with the party's ideals, okay? So with all those things considered, President Trump was invited and accepted an invitation to speak at the Libertarian National Convention. Now, We all knew that President Trump was walking into the lion's den at the Libertarian National Convention. And I knew that no matter what happened, there would be some whack jobs in the crowd, because I know how the Libertarian Party has devolved. I know there would be whack jobs in the crowd who would boo. And I knew that the mainstream media would run with it and the whack job leftists would run with it and say, oh, Trump was getting booed at the Libertarian Convention. And I knew it. And I knew they would say that without any type of semblance of feeling the hypocrisy of a guy like Biden who would never, okay, address the Libertarian Convention, obviously. But they don't care. They would say it anyway. Trump was booed. And they, of course, on cue, went with that line. But what actually happened was Trump stepped into the lion's den because it wasn't about the crazy activists who have hijacked the party. It was about the libertarian people out there who align with the party, who would see the message and respect Trump for stepping into that arena. I believe that he handled it masterfully. I'm going to tell you why. He tangled with them. He made sensible points. He said he would put libertarians in his cabinet. He said he would put them in high posts. He talked about rolling back the deep state. He talked about no foreign wars. Those are what we call bringing the receipts. And then he went to the libertarians with a very sensible message. Joe Biden's been the worst president in the history of presidents, especially for people who align themselves with libertarian causes. And if you want to roll that back, this is your only realistic option in 2024. He said it. It was hilarious. Frankie Rowland.
The Libertarian Party should nominate Trump for president of the United States. Whoa. That's nice. That's nice. Only if you want to win. Only if you want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Thank you, D-Roy. Thank you. No, only do that if you want to win. If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years. The reasons for doing so, policy and politics, are as solid as the Hope Diamond.
Okay, there you go. So President Trump there saying, go get your 3% like the loser whack jobs you are. It's not going to move the needle. It's not going to have any impact. And guess what? At the end of the day, I believe that Trump won big. The gamble paid off. He will win 95% of the libertarian electorate. You know why? Because he went into the arena. He knew the party had been rotted from the inside out by these whack jobs. He knew there were people out there who would tune in and listen to his message that were normal and sensible. And he would earn their respect. And he also knew, I believe, that the libertarians would nominate somebody who nobody could get on board with. They nominated a candidate that normal libertarians, the Rand Paul type libertarians, the Ron Paul libertarians, would go, I'm not voting for a whack job like this. And that's exactly what the Libertarian Party did. They continue to implode while real libertarians go, I'm going for Trump. Look who they end up nominating as their presidential nominee. This guy you're about to hear isn't some whack job fringe leftist podcaster. This is Chase Oliver. He's the libertarian presidential nominee who won that convention that Trump spoke at. Frankie Rowland.
Why do you think that the drag queens want to read to children?
Because I think that they are performance artists and they want to be able to have different levels of performance art. It's the same reason as why do the Wiggles sing to children? Because they want to have a marketplace to kids.
The Wiggles is made for children. It's obviously family friendly material. Drag queens are not what you call family friendly kind of entertainment.
Okay. But a man in a dress is what drag is, right? Let's just be real. A man in a dress or a woman in a suit is what drag is. Mm-hmm. That is not inherently sexual. There is inherently sexual drag. And you're not going to convince me. I mean, I'm not going to defend otherwise. There absolutely is. But there's also the ability to perform as a man in a wig without being sexual. And that is what this is. And I guarantee you, if you act like I said, I went for myself because I was like, why are there people protesting this thing? I want to see what this drag queen story time is myself, and I want to see what it is. And nothing sexual was going on. And I think that is the truth for 99% of this. And
I think would you take your kids to a drag queen story hour? Would you drop them off at a drag queen story hour and
I don't think that's what happens. Most of the time, the parents are right there with the kids. But
I'm asking you, would you drop your kids off at a drag queen story hour and come back an hour later?
I mean, would you drop your kids off at a movie? Yeah.
It's a joke, okay? So, and that was Austin Peterson, also a Libertarian, who actually ran for the Libertarian nomination a couple of years ago. So not like some, you know, person who isn't in the party interviewing him. Even saying this guy is a whack job, okay? So they nominate Chase Oliver, you see right there, BLM sympathizer, LGBT tranny sympathizer. He's going to get none of the vote. The real Libertarians are going for Trump. A beautiful gamble. That paid off. Trump gets respect for going in the lion's den. He makes an appeal to sensible people. Libertarian Party collapses and implodes on itself. Trump picks up the votes. He is gaining ground and expanding the electorate. Let's go. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Oh, we're back, Mike. We're back.
Oh, we are back, everybody. We are back. The cop, you know, 3-day weekend, okay? Frankie was having a couple of drinks. He was relaxing, okay? Got to get those finger muscles back into gear, Frankie. The finger, the calisthenics, the finger muscles, you know? but he's back. Frankie's back, and he's better than ever, and he's ready to go. And all of you guys, we're very appreciative that everybody is tuning in today. We have a big audience on the show, and I want to tell you guys about our sponsors as we start the episode here today and continue to roll along. We got so much going on today. On this Tuesday, it feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday. And the first sponsor of our show, guys, we are extending it, and we are pleased to extend it, is our good friends on over at Collect 45. Collect 45, okay? Listen, guys, you guys saw them over the leading up days to Memorial Day. A massive sale right now going on at collect45.com. Our friends on over at the Diz Me Coin Company, okay? And guess what? The value of silver right now is spiking up to 10-year highs, as you can see there on the screen. So as it's spiking up to 10-year highs, the value of these coins, okay, are staying the same. And you can get 25% off your order today. The largest savings ever at collect45.com. So in the spirit of silver going up to record levels and, okay, the price is staying low and now 25% off, I mean, what more do you want? And most importantly, your favorite moments from President Trump's historic 9-year run commemorated and minted on the coins. Why wouldn't you go to collect45.com right now and get these incredible, incredible coins? They make a great display. We got the display thing right here. Frankie and I are going to have this on our shelf, okay, in the new studio. I know Frankie's going to buy a shelf here very shortly. Yeah. And we're going to have a beautiful shelf in the studio. And we're going to have these coins, okay, like you see like there. So, guys, it makes a great display for your office, for your home. And right now, record deals, okay? We're extending the Memorial Day special. Right now, record deals, promo code CRISPY. Make sure, promo code CRISPY at collect45.com. Right now, 25% off. So many people are getting it. Go get it, too. T. Mitchell says, saw you on Newsmax last night, Mike. Oh, that was quite a Newsmax appearance. Hope you guys liked it. It was a lot of fun. Listen, we work even on the holidays. You know what we say? We take no days off, okay? We take no days off. And I produced that by myself, by the way. Producer Frankie was, you know, drunk somewhere out east on Eastern Long Island. And I was, you know, coming in the studio myself, setting up my own camera, my own thing. And it was pulled off not half bad.
I was on my couch, Mike.
You know, Frankie was
on my couch.
Frankie was proud of me.
I was.
Frankie was proud of me. Frankie was proud of me. I pulled it off.
He's a funny guy.
So, listen, guys, we're very appreciative of everybody. Oh, Log 23 also watched Newsmax. We love that. A lot of people watch Newsmax, apparently, right, Frankie? A lot of people.
Apparently.
A lot of people that really got the people going, some would say. So, I want to also talk about our next sponsor of the broadcast today. Our next sponsor, oh, my goodness, this is a good one. This is a good one. This is one of my favorites. And they are our friends on over at Patriot Cigar Company. Guys, listen, summertime is upon us. The weather is hot. The grills are getting fired up. You get together with the family in the backyard. The barbecues are going. The meat is grilling. And if you want to relax and enjoy the summer in the most esteemed way, in the most pristine way, in the most high octane way? Well, you need a Patriot cigar. What better way to enjoy the heat out there? Guys, go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. This is a premium smoke for freedom loving patriots, okay? It is hand rolled Nicaraguan tobacco, aged a minimum of 3 years, okay? The highest grade tobacco in the game, legally, okay? Legally, highest legal grade tobacco. And all the greats smoke them, okay? The Tate brothers, okay? Tristan and Andrew Tate smoke the Patriot cigars. Roger Stone smokes the Patriot cigars. Ed Henry, who I was on the air with last night, smokes the Patriot cigars. Everybody's smoking the Patriot cigars. And you have to, too. It makes an amazing gift, okay? And it makes an amazing party favorite to bring to your next outdoor barbecue. So, guys, go to mypatriotcigars.com and use code CRISPY for 25% off your order. You guys know and love Alan Jacoby. He's doing great things. And we're happy to sponsor, have a partnership with him and have him as a sponsor this month. So, guys, go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use code CRISPY, 25% off your order. And Frankie and I this week, when we get together for last call, we're going to smoke a Patriot cigar in celebration of all of our recent successes. Mike. Right, Frankie?
Also, I can't believe I didn't take a video, but me and my father, we smoked two beautiful Patriot cigars on Sunday.
Wow.
And he had the more harsh one. I had the mild one. And I'll be honest with you, Mike. Like, I usually go for the harsher. But, wow, I think it was the Sidewinder. It was like, you know, usually I got, like, the taste in my mouth for a couple days. Like, it was perfect. I didn't leave the party smelling like a... Yeah, it was great. And my fiance even said, she's like, usually you smell like crap after you have some cigars. You smell fantastic. So, hey, Sidewinders.
Now, Patriot cigar.
Yeah.
You'll smell like beautiful... aroma of ash and wood. It's a beautiful smell. It's a wonderful smell. You'll smell like a man. You'll smell relaxed. It's great. Okay, guys. Patriot Cigar Company right now. Promo code CRISPY. 25% off. Let's go. I know Alan's going to love that read, right, Frank?
That's a good one.
Look at Sagan McGroin. I smoked the Mark 48 Torpedo. Oh, we love that, okay?
It's a big boy.
Listen, they got the Moab, they got the TNT, they got all the great ones. T. Mitchell says, my husband has the Patriot cigars. They are nice. Come on, guys. Go get another order of them right now. Promo code CRISPY. Do it for Alan. We love Alan. Alan is a real one. Let me tell you, Alan Jacoby's a real one, a great loyal friend. Frankie, let's do some live chats. What are we looking at right
now? That's what I'm talking about, Mike. Let's do some live chats. Florida Bob.
We got D's Nuts, okay? D's Nuts likes cannabis. D's Nuts, listen. We got other people we know who like cannabis too. But the two are not mutually exclusive, okay? You can enjoy some cannabis and enjoy some Patriot cigars. Different occasions call for different things, okay? Am I right? I am not a cannabis smoker. I think anybody could watch me for 5 seconds and realize that my Crispy is, never doing anything that slows them down, okay? To
say the least. We know, Mike.
People saying Frankie needs his own show. I think I've always proposed to Frankie we do one episode where we switch, where Frankie sits in the chair.
I sit behind
the control panel. Frankie teaches me to hit buttons.
It's too many.
Frankie rips the show. Look at Vintage Lugal. This is awesome. Hey, Mike, I was excited to see you on my primary ballot in the column Delegate at Large to the National Convention. Wow, that's pretty cool. So if you're a voter in New Jersey right now, as early voting has begun, you will see Mike Crispy on your ballot,
okay,
as a at-large delegate under President Donald J. Trump's name. What an honor it is to run under his name on the ballot across the state of New Jersey. Very cool. So thank you very much, Vintage Lookout. And you know what? You might see my name on a ballot for other things in the future. You never know. You never know. Okay, Amanda Collins, great to see you. We love you. Florida Bob, Mary Elm, you two together are magic, Mike and Frankie. Frankie is magic. I give Frankie a hard time today, but I mean, the guy really is an absolute animal. He's a beast, okay? He really is the best there is.
That's right.
And we also have Lola, okay? But Lola's still on vacation. Still on vacation. Lola will be back one day. Do me a favor and drop a comment. Yeah, where's Lola, Frankie?
First day of the week. Technically, today's the first day of the week. Grandma gets him. It's a deal I've worked out.
Yeah, Grandma.
Grandma's got Lola.
So, guys, also, how about you drop a comment below if you could. Drop a comment below if you could. Drop a comment below because we love to read them and we love you all very much. So, let's get back into it, Frankie.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, over the weekend, Joe Biden, okay, the resident in chief, he didn't really pay any mind to anybody right now who is suffering at the hands of illegal crime. He didn't pay any mind to the veterans that are dying on the streets who have been displaced by illegals. He actually paid homage and they hopped him up on drugs. And you know, whenever they hop up Biden on big time amounts of drugs, that it's a special occasion because they can only hop him up on drugs so many times before his brain short circuits and stops once and for all. So if they're hopping him up, that means it's a special occasion. And they chose a special occasion to hop him up to do this big tribute to George Floyd, okay? Listen to the way that Joe Biden glorifies George Floyd on the anniversary of his death, while so many are ignored. Frankie, roll this.
To George's family and friends, Jill and I know the deep hole in your hearts when you bury a piece of your soul deep in this earth. We know. We know you will never feel the same again. I've watched with awe as you summon the absolute courage to channel God's grace. You're so brave. Why does justice not roll like a river, nor righteousness like a mighty stream? Why? Why?
Okay, it's sickening. Everything there is sickening. Get it off, Frankie! It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Now, here's the deal. Does anybody deserve to die? No. Okay, people don't deserve to die unexpectedly, but I'm not saying that George Floyd did. But what I am saying is that glorifying George Floyd like a saint when dozens of people die every single day in all different fashions, when you cherry pick and glorify George Floyd for a political agenda, a man who objectively was not a good man in any way, shape, or form, well, that is demented and there is an ulterior motive being pushed. Okay? Because when you have things like this, okay, and again, you cannot for 1 minute underestimate how much the people in the regime do not like you, do not like law and order, do not like decency. How about this? Talk about justice. George Floyd's family got $25 million. What did Laken Riley's family get? Has Joe Biden made one video about Laken Riley? No. He's made many about George Floyd. They pay tribute to George Floyd ad nauseum. They do murals and statues and videos and tributes and gold caskets, and they use it as an affront to cause chaos and burn down cities in election year. They took George Floyd's death, which again, I'm not saying that it didn't deserve to be untimely. Even if you're a drug addict loser and a dredge society, you don't deserve to be killed. I'm saying you don't deserve to be killed. However, to glorify the man like he's a saint is wrong. He was a criminal. He was a drug addict. He was violent. He was a detriment to society. As a matter of fact, in a normal justice system, he should have been sitting behind bars for the rest of his adult life. That's a fact. St. George. Now, what do they say? Look at George Floyd versus Laken Riley. These are their Wikipedia pages. This is what the public looks at when they look at them side by side. Look at the way history is enshrining the two events as almost co-equals. It's disgusting. Look at it. Look at the way that they manipulate death. They minimize death when it doesn't fit their agenda, and they extol and glorify dead criminals when it meets their chaos agenda. It's disgusting. That's what your taxpayer dollar resource is doing right now. George Floyd, Frankie, put sunscreen. This is what they're doing right now. This is saying, oh, you know, no, the next one. This is the thing. This is his rap sheet, okay? 1997, 1998, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2007. Oh, what a great guy. So him and Laken Riley have the same Wikipedia entry when that's his rap sheet. He held a gun to a pregnant woman's womb when he was committing a robbery. Are you kidding me? Oh, great guy. So give Laken Riley, the medical student at University of Georgia, the same Wikipedia page and have Biden do taxpayer resources and build statues and make videos, okay? While people who are dying at the hands of illegals get nothing. They're not recognized. Listen, if you want to paint death and instances of untimely death as a big, big thing, do it across the board evenly. George Floyd is a puppet and a prop. Yes, It was a bad thing. But bad things happen all around the country all the time, daily. There's 15, 20 incidences just like the Foy thing occurring right now. There's black on black crime. There's black on white crime. There's white on black crime, albeit that's the lowest number of all. And if you want to talk about white privilege, okay, on the heels of Memorial Day, oh, white privilege, white privilege. What will they tell you? How about the fact that white privilege, that service members who die in our country, okay, who die defending our country, are like 98% white male. How about that for white privilege? What about that statistic? Over 95% of people who died defending our country are white males. Some white privilege to me on this Memorial Day. How about that? Oh, we got to get these statistics. It's unbelievable. It's disgusting. These people are pushing our country to the brink intentionally. They manipulate news and events. They glorify St. George. And they ignore people who are suffering right now demonstrably. They ignore people who want jobs, who want to contribute to society, people who have been fooled by the Democrat Party, who are dying on the streets in squalor, who just wish they had an opportunity, who wish they had something to live for. There's so many of these people. But you know what Chuck Schumer and the Democrat Party does? They say, oh, well, we have so many jobs that can't be filled. Well, let's see, you encourage and enable a victimhood mentality where you give heroin needles out so people who would become productive members of society end up just falling further into their drug addiction. They don't want to work because they're not incentivized. They're literally getting fed their own detriment by the Biden regime. And then Schumer goes, well, we need people to fill the jobs. So getting people back up on their feet who could fill the jobs that are citizens, no, that's not the way. Let's have illegals, okay? Illegals who disproportionately commit crime and kill young girls like Lake and Riley. Again, oh, if they're not talking about, you know, oh, it's one particular instance. Okay, well then, why were they saying all cops are bad? Oh, defund the police. They were doing that all because of one cop. So because of one illegal that killed Lake and Riley, why aren't they saying defund all refugee and asylum seeking? The Democrat Party is not consistent. They don't care about hypocrisy. It's disgusting. Instead, they go, more of these people. And they use it under the fake guise of get them jobs. It's just a replacement theory. Frankie, roll this to Schumer.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are.
Oh, they need the jobs. Listen to the way they replace you in real time. They're replacing you in real time. Every single homeless person, person you see struggling with an addiction, person you see enabled by the Democrat victimhood mentality. Oh, look, all the cops are killing you. They're targeting you. Oh, my goodness, you can't even drive your car without the threat of being pulled over by a cop. When a police officer pulls behind me, I shouldn't have to feel scared that I'm going to get pulled over, says all the BLM people. That's how I feel. I'm a white man. I feel it any time a cop pulls behind me. And I love the police officers. But whenever a cop pulls behind me, I go, oh, shit, am I going to get pulled over? Do they need to meet their quota this month? Sometimes it just happens. Oh, but only the BLM activists can say that. It's a joke. And they want to replace and create less of an incentive for these people to become productive members of society and spiral them even worse. And then when it comes to education, and when it comes to our children, and when it comes to their future, the next generation, well, they're also using the illegals as a weapon against your children. Yeah, you heard me right. They're using it to replace you in the workforce and as an adult, and they're using it as a weapon against your children. And I'm yelling because I'm mad, because it's disgusting. What they're doing is they're dumping these illegals in the classrooms. Oh, Mike, they're poor little children. They don't know any better. Stop it. Kids in America need the help beforehand. Before any of these kids. Does that make me bad for saying it, Frankie? No. So you put the illegals in the classrooms who don't speak English, who have trauma. Oh, my goodness, they have trauma. I get it. They have trauma. But we are not the world's dumping ground. It's not our responsibility. So our own kids right now have to go sit in classrooms where 50% of the room doesn't speak English, and they lash out and act a fool, and they blame it on trauma they've experienced in their journey into the country, and somehow that is the fault of the parents and kids who are paying the taxes, who normally would go to a school and learn math and arithmetic and social studies and all different topics in English? Now they need to be appealed to in other languages, thus slowing down the kids' learning? It is disgusting what these people are doing to this country. It is deliberate. It is intentional. And I'll tell you, President Trump in his interview, continuing on with Tim Pool, he said that he was going to do the mass deportations from local jurisdictions on up. Okay, mass deportations from local jurisdictions on up. Good, I'm done, I don't care. Don't buy it when they tell you, oh, but the children. I get it, it's not good. But we have two limited resources right now to care about the world's children. I care about our children. I care about American citizens. I don't care if they're a Democrat. I don't care if they're an inner city Democrat voter. I don't care. I care about American children, whether they're a Democrat, white, black, brown, anything. But not the people they're importing to harm the children right now in the school system. It's deliberate and it's evil. It's disgusting. All right, Frankie. Let's go to break. I'm fired up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Okay.
For time's sake, we cut out that clip.
Oh, that's weird. I thought so, 6 and 6 equals perfect. Ah, I'm okay. Funny.
Sometimes I get going. All right, guys, listen, I want to tell you guys about our next sponsors of the show as we continue to roll on here. And our next sponsor of the program today, our next sponsor of this broadcast, are our good friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. And fill out the form on the site and you can get your free gold IRA and 401k investment guide. Okay, everybody, Genesis Gold Group are faith-based people who want to walk you through the process and help you diversify your investments in the face of record inflation, okay, right now that is running rampant and destroying the value of the dollar right now. You see what they're doing, and that is why you need to protect yourself against it. That is why you need to diversify with gold, okay? Genesis Gold Group is the official gold sponsor of the great Mike Lindell, okay? The official gold sponsor of the great Mike Lindell, guys. So go to Genesis Gold Group's website, and it is goldwithcrispy.com right now. Fill out the form. They have a transparent pricing and fee model, okay? They are good faith-based people that will walk you through the process. Again, you guys know Mike Lindell doesn't put his name on anything, only the highest quality. And that is why he is the official spokesperson and partner of Genesis Gold Group. So guys, just go to goldwithcrispy.com right now. Goldwithcrispy.com right now. You see the way they are destroying the dollar. You see the way that the market is in absolute flux. You see the way that gold and silver continue to go up. Diversify your assets and do what all the quote-unquote elites are doing right now. And they are hedging their assets with gold and silver, and they're doing it in big amounts. But even if you're just a rank and file, you're a regular person, you're like me, okay, you're out there, you don't have a ton, you know, you still need to take a piece of your assets and protect yourself and hedge, okay? So they specialize in working with real patriots like you and me, guys. That is goldwithcrispy.com, goldwithcrispy.com. Go there today. All right, now a word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor of the show is Sweetamine. Guys, head over to mysweetamine.com/Mike right now and get the amazing Sweetamine. Okay, you guys know that glycine is what prevents inflammation from swelling and causing problems in your body. Okay, so all glycine, that is the natural regulator of this. And so if you have chronic inflammation, if you have joint pains, if you have bruises, if you're not healing as fast as you once did, the answer is because you are deficient in key nutrients. Sweetamine is the answer to your problems, okay? 8 grams of glycine, and it's basically a sweetener. So if you're having coffee and tea and lemonade or whatever you put a sweetener in, and you're putting equal or sweet and low, well, buy Sweetamine and do that instead, okay? Guys, mysweetamine.com/Mike is the website. You will get $5 off your carton today. Okay, $19.95 for a big, nice jug carton, and $5 off with your promo code Crispy. That is mysweetamine.com/Mike, promo code Mike right now. Not Crispy, promo code Mike right now. Let's go. Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing. It's actually funny. I told my mom, she gave us, what is it called? The Crystal Light, you know, the iced tea. I'm like, ah, this has aspartame out the ass. Get out of here. You need some sweetamine. And so she actually ordered it over the weekend. Incredible.
That's actually amazing. Well, see, we walk the walk. We talk the talk on this show. And we love sweetamine. We got a lot of people who have bought sweetamine and they're feeling great. Guys, you guys need to be your leanest, your meanest, as we head into the summer months here. I mean, come on, be your best version of yourself. Get some sweetamine. Yeah, it's sweet. You guys are all sweet right now. And we got a great live chat. We got a great live audience for this Tuesday. People raring and ready to go, Frankie. They missed us on Memorial Day.
I missed us.
So we got a great chat. Okay, I missed everybody too. I see the amazing Chef Veronica. Good to see you. We have Striper. Okay, gold. Okay, why gold? Because we're so rich. Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to diversify with gold. You'll be rich if you diversify with gold. I mean, that's not financial advice, okay? But I mean, it's definitely just an objective fact. Let's see what we see. How many of these drag shows did this guy Chase Oliver check out? One, two? What a freaking idiot. Yeah, exactly. A joke. Nobody's voting for that guy. They're voting for Trump. The libertarians are. Veronica, great to see you, says Mike and Frankie, you're my sunshine. That's a very nice compliment. People are saying the sweetamine tastes amazing. Miguel Ortiz says he missed last call. So we obviously last call was off because of the holiday weekend. Now, whenever we were filming last call, Frankie and I were getting ready to go and there was like 3.5 hours of traffic, you know, in between locations, but it's usually 1 hour. That was what we call the Memorial Day rush. So we were not able to film last call.
We were close.
We will be back this week. We can't wait for it. We can't wait for it. We're very excited for some more last call. So do not miss that. It's going to be great. Let's see. Patty Vest. That's a new one. We got Michigan. Okay, in the house. Michigan in the house. We love Michigan. Guys, make sure you guys rumble and share the stream out here. Make sure you guys are subscribed to LFA TV. We love LFA TV. And make sure you check out the LFA TV store. How about that, Frankie? Go to the LFA TV store right now, guys. LFATV.us, LFATV.us, LFATV.us. Did I say it enough times? And go get the latest gear from the greatest Jeremy Harrell, okay? You guys know what he's got. He's got the Rise Up Coffee, okay? He's got the t-shirts. He's got the mugs. He's got the hats. He's got all these amazing things, guys. LFATV.us. Go shop today on the site. So many amazing deals. Everything must go. LFATV.us. Support this amazing network. Let's go, Frankie.
Let's go. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, buddy. Mike Crispy here. Now, it's amazing how we continue to see this trend, and many people aren't talking about this trend. If we had a normal press and an honest press, this would be wall to wall. People would be talking about these things and the corruption and the way in which your tax dollars are wasted. Think about this for a second. If there was a 100% accounting of where all of our tax dollars went, well, then the world would be running in a much less corrupt fashion. You would pay much less in taxes because the actual services that are needed to fund with your tax dollars, okay, it's a much lower basis. And you wouldn't see the constant rampant cover-ups like you see occurring right now. We have covered on this show the electric vehicle scam. It's something being pushed on you because they want to initiate kill switches. Now, the electric vehicles have nothing to do with clean energy. As a matter of fact, the batteries that make the electric vehicles are made through some of the worst pollutants on the planet. Just go to China and take a look at the factories in which they are produced. But the electric vehicle industry is also a scam. It's also a money laundering operation. When all the car manufacturers are getting together, they exclude Tesla. They exclude Elon Musk, the biggest electric vehicle manufacturer out there. And the big auto manufacturers conspire together to get all these grants to do electric vehicles stuff. Then they have to build the charging stations paid for by your tax dollars. Nothing gets built. The electric vehicles don't work when the temperature drops below 20 degrees. And when our transportation secretary is asked about it, the man that only got the job because he, you know, is a gay mayor of a town of 50,000 people, he can't account for the obvious rampant fraud and corruption. Why aren't people outraged about this? I don't know. Frankie rolled this from over the weekend.
The Federal Highway Administration says only 7 or 8 charging stations have been produced with a $7.5 billion investment that taxpayers made back in 2021. Why isn't that happening more quickly?
So the president's goal is to have 500,000 chargers up by the end of this decade. Now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also really a new category of federal investment. But we've been working with each of the 50 states. Every one of them is getting formula dollars to do this work, engaging them in the first handful. Again, by 2030, 500,000 chargers. And the very first handful of chargers are now already being physically built.
There you go. So we're on a pace where it's like how many billions of dollars for how many chargers exactly?
It's a billion each.
So, I mean, if I'm President Trump, $1 billion per charger. So if I'm President Trump, I get up there during the debate with Biden. And again, the debate should be 3 hours long just to see if Joe Biden can make it. Okay, that should be the first test. And when they get to the topic of electric vehicles and they get to the topic of, okay, climate, Trump should go on the offense and should just say, you built 8 chargers for $8 billion. How are you going to have this all 500,000 stations or 500 states, whatever you want to do, by the year 2030? It's all a scam. Trump should be talking about this because things like this, okay, absolutely decimate the Democrat narrative. And any reporter or anybody on TV who acts like they're being impartial, okay, who acts like Buttigieg is the hero, who acts like Biden is a corrupt sleazeball, who acts like President Trump's administration did anything even remotely related to this, is being completely disingenuous. This is disgusting. Do we have any accountability for it? Now you know why they stole the election. Now you know why they're pushing as much whack job behavior as they can leading up to the election. Because they need to get in all of these things before it's too late. It's a scam. And there needs to be more outrage behind it. You got to ask yourself, why isn't there? Thought we had a fair and honest press. It's unbelievable. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
That's another level. It's actually it's laughable.
It is what we call next level. Next level. All right, guys, I want to tell you about our next sponsor of the show today, and it's a sponsor we know and love, and they are our friends on over at Done With Debt. Guys, listen, go to donewithdebt.com right now because these are the greatest people when it comes to getting out of the debt traps. Now, what is a debt trap, you ask? A debt trap is something that you did not create for yourself. You didn't jack up the interest rates on the credit cards. You didn't cause the rampant inflation in this country. Okay, these whack jobs who are running the system did. And now they have you in what's called the debt trap, okay? And if you don't act fast right now, the debt trap will consume your life and it will cause you massive problems that you cannot dig out from under. They want you in debt. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be financially free. So if you're dealing with any problems right now, you need to get in touch with our friends on over at Done With Debt. Listen, they have a proven strategy that will help you, okay? First things first, they stand between you and the bill collectors. Then they have a consultation with you for no charge on what to do, what you're going through, and how to get out of your situation, okay? And then they help you. Then they help you get through it, and you could do it right now if you go to donewithdebt.com. But you got to act fast because a lot of these strategies are time sensitive. So if you're dealing with anything right now, go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com right now. Tell them LFA TV sent you, okay? Tell them LFA TV sent you, and you will be on your way to financial solvency. Donewithdebt.com, the leaders in debt relief specialty. Yes, Frankie.
I'm talking today. Sorry, had to say it. That's all.
Oh, man, amazing. We like to mix it up here. You see how much I love the sponsors when I do it totally off the script. So, listen, beautiful audience today, Frankie. A beautiful audience. I'm very grateful.
Let's get some rumbles.
We have almost 2,000. Guys, do me a favor and rumble this video if you haven't already done it. That's the thumbs up on the browser. It's the thumbs up on the mobile app. Go do that today. We'll love you for it 1,000,000%. Rumble, rumble, rumble. All right, Frankie, let's get back into it.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, as the Democrat Party continues to lose ground in every single major demographic that has held them afloat, you would think they would do a little bit of introspection. Yes, that's the word of the day, introspection. But they don't seem too interested. You like that, Frankie? They don't seem too interested in that because no matter how much President Trump gains with black voters, no matter how much he gains with Latino voters, no matter how much he gains with young voters, the Democrat Party will continue to double down and short circuit on the tried and true bullying and intimidation measures, the belittlement of their own base that they have relied on for the last decade. It's modern day slavery, and these bullies right now know no other method. That's because they're low IQ. They've been coached up to say and deliver these lines, and they can't reason with or, you know, level with people that might look like them but feel differently. This is what they do. Joy Reid, Exhibit A, when it comes to President Trump surging with black voters, Joy Reid slams Byron Donalds because they say he is fake proof that MAGA has black supporters. Well, Byron Donalds then just turned around and said, well, I think Joy Reid is fake proof of the Democrats having black supporters because she's a paid puppet to say whatever they want her to say. There's more evidence of that than Byron Donalds being a puppet. Byron Donalds is not a puppet. The people in the Bronx were not puppets. They were genuine supporters right now who, if you look with your own eyes and listen with your own ears, you see the way they are struggling. And the Democrat Party has kept them on the plantation, the modern day plantation, for the last 10, 20, 30 years. Nothing has gotten better for them. So why wouldn't they go to Trump? Oh, racism and evil. Yeah, okay. Joy Reid, it's not working. They don't change their tune. They don't try to level with them. They just double down and say that people like Byron Donalds and the people who attend the Bronx rally are pawns. That's not going to work for them. It's not working. And then you have Anna Navarro. As President Trump is about to cross 50% with the Latino vote, something that people would have never thought possible. It's now about to happen. The View's Anna Navarro claims Trump supporting Latinos are trying to pass as more American. Yes, what a great concept. Belittle the Latinos by saying, well, they just really want to be more white. I am the real Latino. Could you imagine doing that with a straight face and not just listening to yourself and listening to how absurd it sounds? It's all someone like Anna Navarro, a low IQ puppet, can muster. But it's not going to work. When you see President Trump making historic gains in these minority groups and you see the way they respond and they have no real response, that is how you know they never meant that they cared about these voting blocks in the first place. And Trump is the rightful winner of these demographics. Let's go. All right, everybody, that's about all the time that we have on the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first, we keep it bold, and we always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We love you. We'll see you back live tomorrow.